Good morning. 7:06. Brock, Hunter. Hey.
I got some fennel seeds over here for you if you want a few extra.
We were just talking about this off air. Why would you? Don't make me angry during the show. You made me angry off air.
You and my buddy Ray absolutely despise fennel seeds.
Tell me one good thing about a fennel seed. They're disgusting, man. Smell, the taste. It's kind of a random thing.
It's kind of a random weird seed that comes in brats and sausages, and people put them in weird random things.
Oh, they're effing gross, dude.
I'm not going to sit here and say I love them. I don't like hate them, though. I'm not eating something because there's fennel seeds in it, but.
Like, I just looked up. Fennel is a flowering plant species in the carrot family. It's a hardy perennial herb with yellow flowers and feathery leaves. It is indigenous to the shores of the Mediterranean, but has become widely naturalized in many parts of the world, especially on dry soils near the seacoast and the riverbanks. You know where it should be? In the effing garbage, because they're gross.
Fennel seeds.
Ugh.
It's one of those where, like, nobody remembers the name of it.
Yeah.
They're like, what is it? It's a fennel seed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's even worse about the horrible flavor and just texture of it? When you get it lodged in your gum. All right, in your gums right there, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, what a wonderful thing to add to your meal, you idiot.
What a weird thing, like having seeds in your sausage. What?
Yeah.
Well, who thought of that?
Some idiot. Like, oh, hey, I got all these worthless seeds. Why don't I just throw them in this meat and ruin it? Yeah. God, I hate fennel seeds.
Plant them.
Hate fennel seeds. Ugh. I can taste it right now. I can taste it and smell it, and it's gross.
You know, out of all of the things... It's from a guy who makes tortilla sardine guacamole pizza. There is something out there that he hates.
Yeah.
Fennel seeds.
I'll eat a lot. There's a lot of stuff I've put in my mouth, okay? But fennel seeds, gross. And I'm telling you right now, sausage, if you have it in your sausage, your brats, you put it in your lasagna, you're the devil, and I hate you. That's what it is. I will leave your house.
It's on pizza, too, right?
Well, lots of times it's on the sausage. It's in the sausage on the, like, if you get a sausage pizza.
Yep.
Effing gross, dude.
Fennel seeds.
It just sounds gross. Fennel. Oh, excuse me. Do you have any fennel seeds back there? Because I hate my life. Awful.
You're offended.
Get me all worked up about fennel seeds, really, man. It's just because I can struck a nerve, man. I can taste it. It's garbage. Ugh.
Hey, see? Now you know when I bitch about sushi and olives, it's the same thing for me.
You're going to sit there and try and compare sushi and olives to fennel seed.
They're worse.
You're ridiculous. You have no palate.
Sushi and olives are worse.
Your palate is trash. Oh, my God.
You know what? I'll trade you. Give me your fennel seeds. You can have your garbage sushi, your seaweed that comes, that stuff that touches your feet in the water.
I hope that fennel gets lodged in your windpipe and you die. That's what it is. What it is. How do you die, fennel seed? Good.
Small throat.
Yeah, small, tiny little throat. Wets right in there. Just a handful of fennel seeds. That's it. He died from a seed? Yeah, it's crazy, man. Crazy. Anyway, enough of me getting worked up about a seed. We got to get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
Flushing a lot of fennel seeds.
Hey, speaking of your morning dumps, a popular laxative is being recalled after, quote, serious adverse reactions were reported. Hold on a sec.
Oh, so it really works is what they're saying.
What kind of, if you're using a laxative and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, hold on, this is too much, guys.
You're holding on to your neck so your brain doesn't go down.
Right to the you get degloved. Stores like CVS, Rite Aid, Walgreens, Kroger, all that stuff, carried the magnesium citrate saline laxative oral solution. Okay, if your laxative has that many names in it, don't take it.
Yeah. Question for you. Maybe this is a little personal, but have you ever take an laxative? Have you ever had to?
You're going to hate this answer. Wrestling season, I used to do it all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What,
yeah.
To lose weight? That's yeah. not good.
I won't
That's not
me.
Good for you.
No, man. You had to make weight, so you'd pop a couple
laxatives. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
It kind of angers me a little bit.
Boy, but I look good, though. Boy, did I look good. I was tight. I was keeping it tight.
Tight, but not healthy.
No, no, dying, but still, though. Yes.
Dying, but. I've never had to. I don't know what it's. The experience of 45 minutes later. Oh, God.
No, knowing you as long as I have, obviously, I know you don't. You've never had a problem with that. It's always a. Hell, this morning you had to deal with it.
No problem.
No, and you know, as you get older, sometimes you get a little bound up. All right, sometimes you gotta work it out.
How fast does it hit you?
It's really not. It's not like the movies. Even if you were to take,
it's not like Dumb and Dumber.
No, exactly. Even if you were to take a gallon of colon blow, it's not immediate. No.
Hey, Harry-o, buddy, old pal.
Yeah, it's not like that. It's not like that. It's not like that scene where Bob Saget walks into the bathroom.
Oh, man.
But anyway, all flavors are part of the recall and could be contaminated. Really, all I'm getting from this, and like you said, Hunter, is just it's working really well. I think it's just working faster. That's all.
You know, extra strength.
We let it sit out in the hot sun for a little while. Really, really gets it going.
Man, right through you.
Let it sit on a picnic table on a hot sunny day. You will be cleared out. Anyway, all right. Magnesium citrate saline laxative oral solution. I'm not putting that in my body. Come on now.
Sounds like rocket fuel or something.
Rocket fuel for your colon. Actually, that's a great name for a laxative. Rocket fuel right there. Yeah, available at Walmart. Scientists, let's move on from blowing out our innards. Scientists have developed a new robot, or I guess AI, for something that's completely stupid.
Here we go again.
Researchers at the National Institute of Standards and Technology in Maryland have created an artificial intelligence system that is supposedly able to, quote-unquote, taste wine with more than 95% accuracy. The scientists tested the system by offering 30 different wines it had never seen before. Amazingly, the machine was able to identify almost all of them, making only two mistakes.
You know what pisses me off? We're wasting it. You're wasting it on wine tasting. There's so much you can do with this thing.
Yeah, it's supposed to make it taste wine.
Because we care. Like, we're sick of the wine connoisseurs. It tastes like wine.
Like we
That's
need,
what it tastes like.
Like, we need pompous AI about wine. We already got that down the road.
The legs. Look at the notes on this.
You don't drink it. You just swirl it around and then spit it in a bucket. Oh, that's how you taste wine.
Yeah,
get out of here.
Cross your leg. Does a robot cross its legs, too?
Oh, you drink Chardonnay. What year is this from? 2008.
Just drink your wine. Yeah. Give me that $10 bottle right there.
Give me a bag of wine. It's fine. All right?
Pass
it's
the bag.
Wine.
Let's slap the bag.
Yeah.
Can the robot do that too?
I don't know if we got the time to sit here and dig. If you have ever corrected someone on wine, no one likes you. All right? I'm going to tell you right now, okay? It's like that time I was in Walmart and Kiki was like, hey, could you pick up a bottle of wine? And I'm there looking at the rack of wine again at Walmart. And a guy comes up. He's there, too. And he literally says to me, hey, if you need help with picking out anything, I can help you out. It's like, all right, buddy, I know you took a weekend wine course and you are just dying. To tell someone about it. Yeah. I'm at Walmart buying wine. I don't need any pointers. I'm either picking red or I'm picking white. That's it.
So you're saying you want me to stand here for 45 minutes and listen to you talk about wine?
No, see, you're not going to want this, okay? This was made in a region in Italy that recently had a drought, and the grapes were... Shut up, all right? Just give me a bottle that says red...
Mums.
...or white.
A whole bunch of mums.
Boone's Farm, all right? $2
chuck. There you go.
It's wine. It's all the same. It's grapes and sugar, and you left it in a jug to ferment. Knock it off. Knock it off. My God.
Yeah, kind of a waste of technology there, saying.
Yeah, so I know. Look, we got cancers, we got diseases, we got famine, but instead they're making pompous AI wine snobs, all right? Get out of here with that. Come on now. All right, so what do we got? We got blowing out our colon and snobby AI wine drinking.
Snobby AI.
All right, that is your morning dump.
Yes.
Bleepboard. Yeah. What? I don't know. I said bleepboard. That's a robot, I guess. I don't know. That's your morning dump. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.